Our next segment is a piece by our correspondent Dave Pueblo about last week's debate about environmental policy at the Democratic and Green Party candidates for mayor of Albany.
Last Thursday's environmental debate for the Democratic nomination for mayor of Albany was kind of a quiet affair. Even with two Green Party candidates thrown in for good measure, there was a lot of common ground. Would the candidates require an environmental impact statement for the proposed Sheridan Hollow power plant?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Of course.
What about using locally grown produce in schools?
Yes.
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 You get the picture. That said, there were definitely some differences in tone and in emphasis. Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin emphasized the role of community.
As we talk about projects that are coming on in the city, we have to make sure that people are at the table, that they are in the room. You can't make a decision on something and then bring it to the community after the fact. It has to be a proactive approach. I don't care what the topic is, be it the trains, be it the energy grid that's going on, that's being considered by the state down on Sheridan Hollow. People need to be in the room at the beginning of the conversation, not at the end when most of the decisions have already been made. That is not environmental justice. That is not taking into consideration people who have been underestimated and undervalued in the past.
Thank you.
Common Councillor Frank Camisso Jr. had a lot to say about waste management.
Well, I think we can do much more to protect our water sources here. Of course, the Hudson River, to me, I would view it as an economic asset as well as, of course, an environmental treasure. And earlier this year, just a few months ago, I was very disappointed when we had a tremendous spill into the Hudson River overflow, and that was referred to many times over by our city government as a permitted overflow. That language of being a permitted overflow is state legal jargon that is used to effectively allow us to pollute and not make those adequate investments that we need to make over a period of many years in order to maintain our infrastructure. So for me as mayor, we would quarantine all those funds that need to be quarantined related to water and sewer maintenance and repair. And we would invest those every year with a multi-year capital plan that we would stay committed to over a number of years, regardless of our operational budget deficit.
Incumbent Mayor Kathy Sheehan made important points about water protection.
So there are a few things that my administration has done. One of them is that we have entered into a first of its kind in New York State working woodlands agreement with the Nature Conservancy to maintain the woodlands around our reservoir. And that is all focused on ensuring the quality of our water, because the quality of our water is directly impacted by what runs off from the woodlands that surrounds our reservoir.
The two Green Party candidates, 29-year-old Daniel Platt, who lives in Sheridan Hollow, and 22-year-old Brian Jimenez, were a little bit more esoteric. Platt emphasized his experience with Occupy Wall Street and as an architectural designer. Here's Daniel Platt talking about his energy policy for the city.
So first, with energy, I would seek a community aggregate energy agreement. This is where we negotiate a fixed low energy price with a renewable provider for the whole city. People are free to opt out, but otherwise it will lower everyone's bill. And just like with pharmaceutical companies, we can get a lower price that we're in control of, not National Grid. The other side of that, of course, is the reason why National Grid prices are sometimes high is because the power is traveling over long distances and 40% of all energy created is lost over transmission. Believe it. So we need a local public power authority to then build the community energy projects that we need on the community scale to supplement that, along with going back to the building codes to make them net zero as possible. And that needs to be the goal, net zero, which is 70% insulation, 30% energy. That's really what it takes.
Jimenez would veer into anecdotal tracks and was sometimes hard to follow.
Well, I think working with CGTA to implement the park and ride and reduce the amount of cars on Albany City streets, because the city size does double on a weekday. If we can reduce the amount of cars on the city streets, that means that we can start reducing the amount of car emissions that we're breathing in and that we're surrounded by. I think that if we focus on an if we up the building codes and we make sure that people who build new buildings, or if we as a city rehabilitate the abandoned buildings, that we implement those energy efficient means to reduce or means to reduce the amount of energy those buildings utilize.
Several of the candidates emphasized the importance of public transportation, especially the two Green Party candidates, but also Common Councilor Frank Commisso Jr. Here he is talking a little bit about buses, but also about the importance of bike lanes.
The premise of the question being that, of course, the governor had established the 100% target by 2050. And for me, I think we have to work, build on those successes with CDTA. They've had increases in ridership over the past several years, significant increases in ridership. We can continue to work with them to try to establish a more expanded bus rapid transit throughout the capital region, get people into Albany without having to take vehicles into Albany, so that we can get more people onto one form of commuting as well. The other item, I think, as well, that has potential in Albany, and we've just scraped the surface of it, is there are folks in Albany now that are increasingly cycling. I see it from my own neighborhood, which is on the western edge of the city. There are folks that are now cycling, but we need to have protected bike lanes, I believe, in the major east-west thoroughfares throughout the city. Right now, we have painted bike lanes on Madison Avenue that just aren't being used by many people. So if we had the ability to have protected bike lanes and we could make that investment on one side of the road, we could have far more people not using vehicles.
Thank you.
One of the other issues that came to the forefront during this debate was the proposed power plant at Sheridan Hollow. This would be a gas-fired power plant that has already drawn criticism from many of the environmental groups and community groups in the area. It looks to be an ever-growing issue even after this campaign is over. Here's Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin talking about Sheridan Hollow and also the history of power plants in that neighborhood.
Obviously, to me, the people who proposed this just came here. Nobody's left at OGS or New York Power Authority who understand what happened 30 years ago in Sheridan Hollow. Here we have created a whole new community with new housing, brought in wonderful homes for people to live in, brought in new people into our city. And now here we are talking about bringing in an energy grid that nobody's been, why wasn't this talked about in the midst of the development project that was going on over there to give people an understanding? Now you've got a whole community that has grown up and continuing to grow, and now you're going to tell them, well, look what we got coming for you. This is not fair. That is environmental injustice over there. And also, as we think about this, I mean, if you talk to some of the people who were in the neighborhood previously, they do blame what took place in that area on health conditions that are in their families in the past.
Thank you.
In the past.
A poll released Sunday by Siena Research Institute seems to indicate that tomorrow's Democratic mayoral primary in Albany may not be much of a contest. Incumbent Mayor Kathy Sheehan polls at 51%, followed by Common Council member Frank Commisso Jr. at 26%, and Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin at 13%. No information was available on the Green Party. Don't forget to vote tomorrow. Polls are open noon to 9 p.m. I'm Dave Pablo for WOOC.
That was our very own Dave Pablo talking with the Albany mayoral candidates from the Green Party about the changes they would like to see in the city and the area.